This is a Cruise News Today special report. Here's Doug Parker.
Even as Carnival Cruise Line is ramping up their plans to resume sailings, the company announced this morning that they'll be acquiring two ships from sister brands Aida and Costa Cruises. The first ship, Costa Magica, has sailed with Carnival Corporation's Italian brand Costa since 2004 and is 102,000 gross registered tons, which is a Destiny-class vessel, meaning she's similar in size and layout to what is now the Carnival Sunshine. Magica is expected to enter service in 2022. The second ship, originally intended for German brand Aida Cruises, will be a 180,000 gross registered ton LNG vessel constructed at Meyer Werft Shipyard in Papenburg, Germany. The ship is expected to join the fleet in 2023. A statement from Carnival Cruise Line's president, Christine Duffy, said, "While our immediate focus is on our restart of guest operations this summer, this is another cause for excitement at Carnival, and we will be announcing more detailed plans about home ports, itineraries, and ship names very soon." In the more immediate future, Carnival plans to start fully vaccinated cruises with certain exceptions on July 3rd with Carnival Vista sailing from Texas, and then on July 4th, Carnival Horizon will begin out of Miami. Carnival Vista is also scheduled to sail in mid-July out of Texas, while Carnival's newest ship, Mardi Gras, recently arrived in Central Florida and is expected to begin revenue sailings on July 31st. You can get a comprehensive breakdown of these ship transfers at cruiseradio.net. And cruise line stocks are up slightly mid-morning. Carnival Corporation at 28.10, Royal Caribbean at 85.80, and Norwegian at 30.83. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.